Hello, everybody. I'm Eric Gao, and today we have another installment of Game On here on ICRT. As always, there is Mr.
Leslie Liao.
And our slightly irregular guest,
Joey C.
What's up, Eric?
I'm not sure why we're doing the voices, but this episode is special. A, it's kind of a continuation of what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
We were talking about how video games are sort of evolving past the point of what the creators intended. Right, we're talking about mods, we're talking about different ways to play games.
Yep.
And in this one, we're specifically talking about speedruns. Speedruns in a very specific game. Now, I have not partaken in this particular behavior before, so I will be more of an observer as I let my two co-hosts wax eloquent.
Correction first. It's not a behavior. It's a religion.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. I'm starting to get that more and more now.
All right. So, Leslie, go ahead, and since I believe, Joey, you have not yet finished your speedrun, is that accurate?
If we're talking about Dark Souls here, I finished a game.
Right.
Never quite finished a speedrun because I'm, you know how it is, you play a piano piece from the top, and then as soon as you mess up, you want to restart and have a perfect run, and that never works.
So. Well, he gets really technical with it because when we talk, like, I had a really casual beginning into speedrunning video games, which is finishing the video game as quickly as you can using any methods. There are still some rules and differentiations to it, and I take my liberties with the speedruns I do. I speedrun the game Dark Souls 3. You do Joey does the first one.
Yeah.
And basically how I got my start to this was I looked up a bunch of YouTube videos because I was just wondering one day, I'm like, I'm getting pretty good at this game, and Joey watches it. Because anytime me and Joey come together, we play Dark Souls.
Now, I want all our listeners who were watching during the very first ICRT Plays stream of Leslie playing Dark Souls 3, where it took him all day to beat the first boss, and just compare and contrast that to what he's going to be talking about for the next 15
minutes.
Yeah,
so basically, I was just sitting there one day, and I was just thinking, I wonder how long it would take me to beat Dark Souls, because I'm the kind of guy who would, the third one at least, I'm the kind of guy who, when you play a game, I really want to discover each and every corner, mm-hmm. get every drop.
Of course. Find all the secrets, find all the lore.
Exactly. Even on my second playthrough of Dark Souls, I was just like, I still wanted to complete it, get all the armor sets, but a certain point, I was just like, this is getting kind of tedious. I just want to run through the game because the highlight of the game really is the boss fights. And I just want to be like, how fast can I get to the boss fights?
That's true. In between the boss fights, if you stop and fight every enemy, it is a trudge.
Yeah.
It's a slog.
Because
they're everywhere and they're dangerous.
Yeah.
And if you're going to take time to fight a specific enemy, you got to have a good reason for it. Like,
that's
they have
right.
a good drop. There's something that you need to upgrade your weapons with.
Yeah.
Right.
And you might as well not even, like, fight those guys after a certain point. You want to get to the good fights, which are the boss fights mm-hmm. in Dark Souls 3. So I looked up a video, and I texted Joey. I'm like, yo, I think we can do this if we just go by this thing. I was just like, if a professional guy can do this at an hour and 20 minutes, it's not unreasonable to think that we can do this in about 4 to 6 hours.
He said, we're going to take a whole night. If it takes a whole night, we're going to try to do it. This is how we party these days. Yeah.
So I got to Joey's house at around like 9 o'clock, and we started the speedrun, and he got some dinner, and it didn't end until like, I was thinking, okay, we can finish this by 3, 4 o'clock, 4:30, and we didn't finish the last boss until like 5:30. And that feeling was pretty good, actually.
So you did manage, in your first attempt at a speedrun, you did manage to finish it in one sitting.
I don't know if you can call it a speedrun at that point, like
was
8 hours.
Was it faster than your first attempt?
Well,
yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was a relatively
it was much
faster
run.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what it is. I got like a rush, and I was just started thinking about like, okay, how can I do this faster? How can I do it better? So I knocked my time down from like 8 hours for my first speed run. To the second speed run, it took me 3 hours and 42 minutes and 17 seconds.
So that was the night where after that 8-hour speed run, I could just see it on his face that he was exhilarated. He was addicted. He wants to do this again. And he wants to come back to it. So the second time you did it was, what, 2 days after that?
Yeah. 2 days.
But that was broken up across two nights.
Two streams. Yeah,
right.
Two streams. I streamed it on Twitch. Yeah. No one really watched me because...
Except for me.
I think... You only watched the first one. You only watched the second one.
No, I watched both days.
Yeah, both days, but there were two different runs.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because I had a 3-hour, 42-minute run, and then, you know, this is the one I did a couple, like a day ago.
Right.
I finished this last night, and that was, surprisingly, I got my time down to 2 hours and 53 minutes.
Wow.
Which was under three. And then here's the thing. After I finished that, I was thinking, I can go faster.
This is true, because he did die a couple times, needlessly.
Yeah. If I take away those mistakes I made, if I, you know, get better at those boss fights, there's no reason why I can't get it under 2 hours and 53 minutes.
So, everyone listening to this show, please don't forget, ICRT now has a Twitch channel, ICRT Plays.
Mm-hmm.
Go up there. Leslie is probably there every single night.
You guys can subscribe, so that means you'll get an email when any of us, not just Leslie, are streaming some games. I need to get a new PC rig.
Yeah.
But I do hope to be streaming more games in the relatively near future.
And you will see Joey give his try his hand at Dark Souls 1. And Joey gets super technical at it because I can see it in his eyes. He's just like, I got to get better. I got to do better at this. Like, at this one particular boss fight, or this one particular section. For me, it's not really. I just pick up and go.
Yeah. He tries to go with at least finish the game.
Yeah.
I get frustrated and I just restart. That's why I'm still at the first half of Dark Souls 1. All right,
Joey, so what got you into the idea of speedrunning? Was it just him?
No. I've always wondered if I could do it. But yeah, he did influence me a lot. I didn't think about actually doing a good Dark Souls 1 speedrun until I met this fellow right here.
Mm-hmm.
And after that first night with Dark Souls 3, I was thinking, you know what? I got to do something that can outcompete this guy. And I haven't played Dark Souls 3 enough to, you know, match up with him.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'll go for Dark Souls 1. So right now I can finish the first half of the game. If nothing goes wrong, it could go down in about 45 minutes.
Ooh.
And hopefully the second half, if I practice enough, I could hopefully finish the game in an hour and a half. Now, mind you, Dark Souls 1 is a lot easier to speedrun through than Dark Souls 3.
How so? I'm curious. How is it easier?
Well, to me, it's Dark Souls 3 is harder. I feel like there's more bosses and it's more a bit more technical.
I would actually disagree with that because I think Dark Souls 3 is a little more faster paced.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay. All the boss fights are a lot quicker, and the builds that I go for, the damage output is really high, so I can knock these bosses out one at, like, boom, 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 like that. Whereas I see Joey playing speedrunning Dark Souls 1, and that second boss's health bar just does not go down. I was like, I would lose my patience if I was speedrunning this.
So in the second half of Dark Souls 1, there are also a couple of bosses where the design is just kind of, I don't know, what's the right word for it? It's easy to mess up because of game mechanics.
Mm.
So it's not even about skills at that point. Sometimes it's a lot about luck and trying to find loopholes in the game.
They definitely want you to, like, pace out those boss fights. This game was not had speed running in mind.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Do you think that since, development of 1, 2, and 3, it took how long was it between 1 and 3?
3 years?
Yeah, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Right, so by then people...
Oh, 1 and 3, maybe even longer, maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So by then they were aware that people did things such as speedruns
from
their games.
Yeah.
Do you think that for 3 they built that in knowing that, okay, they don't like it when a boss fight drags on like this?
That's a good question.
Was that part of the design process?
Because the first time I ran through Dark Souls 3, it took me 120 somewhat hours to beat it.
So you've cut your time down a lot.
Yeah, I cut my time down. What is that, like 4,000%?
You're taking 3% of your first run.
Exactly.
Beat it right now.
Exactly. So I think they did a good job of being like, okay, if you want to really explore this game, you can explore this game, but if you want to speed through it, you can speed right through it. So
yeah, but all in all, they've also just improved the game generally.
Yeah,
right. It's gotten to a point where
it's
easy.
Tighter.
They made it tighter. They made it so that if you're a better player, you will be rewarded with better fighting styles.
Mm.
But in Dark Souls 1, there were just some things that, for example, if you're locked on to your bosses, there's only 4 directions that you can roll in Dark Souls 1: left, right, front, or back. In Dark Souls 3, it's multi-directional, so you can go in any direction.
360.
So you can see, you can read, or you can. You can read where the boss's attacks are coming from, and you can dodge in the opposite direction.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, Eric was watching yesterday, and I think I went from Dark Souls 3 to Dark Souls 1,
mm-hmm.
and you had to remind me that you only have 4 directions you can roll in, and I just got my ass handed
it's
to me.
It's hard to get used to at first.
Mm-hmm.
So, why is it that we feel so exhilarated doing speedruns?
It is weird, right? I think for me, it's just like Dark Souls. I came such a long way from playing Dark Souls because Dark Souls is just like, oh, it's this super hard game. People hype it up. And then the unofficial tagline of this game is get good, right? So
good noob.
When I can beat it in 3 hours, I feel myself like, oh, I'm getting good. I'm getting real good.
But also, speedruns, sometimes it feels like, you ever get that feeling when you're a kid and you're handed a toy, like, for example, Legos, and you are supposed to play a certain way, but you find other ways to play right. that mm-hmm. toy, play with that
toy. That's kind of what we were talking about last week.
Exactly. Right? So this is kind of what it is. You find a different way to play through the game that was handed to you. Hmm. And that's why it's so much fun. And there are a whole list of games that people like to do speedruns through. There's actually a Wikipedia page that's called List of Video Games Noted for Speedrunning. So apparently Doom and Quake, they have elements in the game where it allows a quick run through. Metroid is also the Metroid series. Is also, I didn't know that.
Yes, Metroid, Metroid, Super Metroid is the only one I've ever really played extensively for the Super Nintendo.
Okay,
that game,
that style of game, like for me, my favorite in that style was Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. You explore a big old map.
Yeah.
But it's technically possible to just gun straight for the boss.
Yeah, I think you know what it is.
You don't get all the upgrades. You don't get all the weapons. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it will be harder. You won't level up. Metroid is slightly different because you have specific items that improve your health bar or whatever. Whereas in Castlevania, it has RPG elements, so you can't actually level up.
Mm.
But it's the same general concept. You can explore the entire castle, dungeon, spaceship, whatever. Or you can go for the boss.
Well, in that sense, then, this next one surprised me. The Legend of Zelda apparently is also a game that a lot of people speedrun through. I thought that's a straight-up RPG where
Ocarina
you have to go through the story.
No. I've definitely seen people try and go through Ocarina of Time. I think what it is you know, you have these big open-world games, but you're trying to compete to see who can find the most efficient path through it.
Especially since a lot of the dungeons are puzzle-based. Mm. Like, you need to figure out.
Yeah.
You need to get item A, take it to location B, mm-hmm. unlock door C to mm-hmm. get to whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of it. It's like, I know the key now. Like, yeah. I know how this dungeon works, so I can get through it as quickly as possible, as opposed to the first time you're ever playing it. You don't know where, so you kind of wander around.
Yeah.
You find, you found the key, but I don't know where the door it unlocks is. Right?
But, like, this is you mapping it out, man. Right. Like, everything I do when I speedrun in Dark Souls 3 now, I'm thinking, okay, there's a purpose, there's a reason to why I'm doing this, why I'm going out of my way, why I'm killing this guy.
You're working off of a guide, yes?
Semi. The guide that I did that I based my 8-hour run off of was a little outdated mm-hmm. because the patch really shafted some of the mechanics that I was trying to use. So I had to kind of think my own way and work around my own play style. And instead of using a straight sword like I was using from the guide, I was using twin blades, which is actually...
We're getting a little bit technical.
Yeah, which is
faster attacks, you know, but dual wield.
Yeah.
And also, okay, on this list, there's the last item, Super Mario series, which, of course...
The classic.
Yes, Super Mario World. I can
travel between worlds.
I think I can beat that in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's nothing.
I think the world record is something like 15?
Yeah, really quick.
It's really crazy. I've seen, I think I've seen like original Mario done too, speedrunning. And it's just, I didn't.
Have you ever seen a Super Mario video where the guy, he doesn't land? Like, he's always jumping on top of something else.
Right. You're just bopping off enemies and just chaining and going at full speed throughout the entire thing. It's crazy.
Yeah.
In the same vein, there's a guy who speedrun through the game. No, he didn't speedrun it. But he tried to finish with the lowest score possible.
Mm.
And I think that was like, 100 points?
So avoid everything.
Yeah, because everything you do, like if you get coins, if you kill someone, you get points.
Bricks, does that?
Yeah.
Does that give you points?
I can't remember. I think it's 100.
Yeah, it's 100. It's pretty low, but you do get points for breaking bricks.
But this guy just found a way to like avoid every coin, avoid every brick, avoid every enemy. And that was something else to look at.
So once again, I think people who do speedrun are just rebels. Like they
don't
want to play
some
the game.
New way to
exactly.
play the game.
Exactly.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think it's not a rebel. It's just I love this video game so much, but I'm just trying to find a new way to play it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if you don't, then the game's going to get old. You're going to play it this exact same way multiple times.
Yeah. So like the 150 speed 150 hours like run through Dark Souls, that was great because I found all the secrets of the game. But now it's about me like. I know all the secrets. I need to know the ones that matter and the ones that'll get me through this game as soon as possible.
So, like, you've done, what, 2 speedruns now? 3?
Yes.
Two?
If you want to count the 8-hour one as a speedrun. That's a speed run.
It's faster than your first run.
So the third run, I think I might get started on my fourth tonight.
Oh, gosh. All
right. So, A, everyone, if you go to ICRT Plays on Twitch, twitch.tv/ICRT Plays, you will be able to see Leslie speed run Dark Souls 3.
As best as I can. Don't expect any YouTube stuff.
I'm curious now, just based on your past experiences,
yeah.
How are you going to do it different?
I'm going to try and die less.
Obviously.
At the bosses.
Pretty straightforward.
I'm going to try and find the most efficient way to upgrade my materials, so I'm down cutting that load. I'm cutting off that load time mm-hmm. between the main hub world where I get to upgrade my weapons and upgrade myself.
Right.
I'm going to try and figure out, because what I would do is I would go back and try and bank all my materials and try and have the highest level and highest upgraded weapon for every boss fight. But I'm going to try and figure out which bosses that I can afford not to do that with and kind of like speed through that. Because there are some bosses where you do need weapons, but there are other bosses where you can like kind of kill them with gimmicks.
Right.
And those are easier to go through. Yesterday, I was kind of like, when you watched, I kind of went back in a 10-minute time frame. I was going back and upgrading my weapons like three or four times.
I did see that, yes.
And I was just like, this is where I can cut time.
Yeah.
In this game, you can also find items to upgrade your health potion, your HP potion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very important.
Leslie is still picking those up to upgrade. Are you going to try to just not get hit at all?
I'm not that confident yet. Okay. So I will keep getting those potion upgrades wherever I can.
All right.
Because for speedrunning is like tier one of getting into like this deep darkness of the games.
Yep.
Then there are the people who do like the 1 HP, 0 hit
runs. Oh, man.
So they get through the entire game where one hit can kill you.
I'm not there yet.
They do that without getting killed.
I just want to say I'm still very far away from that.
Yes, watching you play, you are very far away.
Wait, Leslie, let me tell you something. The first guy in the world to do a Dark Souls 3 no-hit run in the video, he looks so sleep-deprived.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to be that guy.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. There are people who, not even like no-hit runs, there's no-damage runs.
Yeah,
right.
So no falling damage.
So no falling damage, no poison damage. Like, forget about getting hit. This guy did it without
suffering, taking
any kind of damage in any way, sort of form. And that kind of mapping takes ridiculous amounts because you have to know when to use a spell, right? Mm-hmm. And then you need to know where you can fall off without taking any damage. That level of science is... I work two or three jobs, man. I do need to add a fourth one where I do not get paid.
That will be your number one job.
Yes.
If you started doing that, that is your... It is your life by that point.
Yeah.
Man, I do hope the payout is worth it because they're spending thousands, if not more, of hours on this.
Oh, yeah. To research everything.
Yeah.
But their knowledge of...
And the practice required.
Yeah.
I do have to say...
You have to have practice.
Going back to the same bosses over and over again.
I do have to say that like having a knowledge of where your key points of where you need to go and where I track down upgrade items, that kind of sticks with you.
Yeah.
Because the more you repeat it, the more you speed run. It's in the back of your head.
You know what it is? Because life is so unpredictable. So when you know exactly what to do in a game, it feels good to be in full control. And that's why people do speedruns.
Yeah, there's some fulfillment there. It's like, I know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same thing every time.
You guys make me just want to go back and just fire up Twitch.
All right,
again.
Leslie, you're getting pizza and Dark Souls all night.
All right, so on that note, we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Again, you can see some of us playing various games on twitch.tv/ICRTplays. Sign up for subscribe, and then you will get notification emails when we're live.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm Eric Gao.
I'm Joey C.
I'm the Lord of Darkness. I'm Leslie Liao.
He's Leslie Liao. He's not the Lord of Darkness yet. And we'll see you all next time. Until then, game on.